Fine. So, anybody doesn't know, I'm going to try to explain that this Sefer Tanya was written from by the first of the Rebbes of Chabad. The Baal Tanya was the Admor Zaki, who was the first of the seven. And this is like the central Sefer of, you could say, for sure, of Chabad, and maybe even in Chassidus in general. It's a very basic Sefer. It's a very fundamental Sefer in all Torahs of Chassidus and all Torahs of Baal Shem Tov. I've heard from the Rav many times. Chaim. I've heard from the Rav many times that the Kedushas Levi, when he spoke about the Sefer, I don't know if I have the Lashon right, I hope he'll forgive me. But when he spoke about the Sefer, he would say that it's an unbelievable thing, it's a Pella, that you could take a Ribbono Shel Olam, which is so big, so Ein Sof, no Gevulim, and to put him in such a small little Sefer like this, it's a Pella that a person could do such a thing. That's what Kedushas Levi said about the Sefer. So we're talking about a Sefer that has tons in it. I mean, everybody knows how much the Rav talks about it. It's an unbelievable Sefer. Just the word Tanya, just before we get things going, because really, the brace of which he's going to start and he's going to quote doesn't really start with the word Tanya. It starts with Dorish Rav Simlai. So they ask, unfortunately, they ask already, why is it that he starts with the word Tanya? That's not the real word. The word isn't Tanya, it's Dorish Rav Simlai. And so it's a good hakdama to Lag BaOmer, Pnimius Lataris, because the Rizal writes that in the beginning of the Idra, which is a part of the Zohar, that it starts with the word Tanya. And the Ri explains that the word Tanya, a Tanya, is a certain klipa, which maybe we'll explain that next week or 2 weeks, is a certain klipa that doesn't allow you to learn Pnimius Sotara. It only makes you say that I can only learn the Pasha Sotara, Nigla Sotara. And to say that I don't have any shaykhs to Pnimius Sotara. This is what the klipa Tanya does. This is its klipa. So he started the Sefer, and so does Rav Shimon, starts the Idra with the word Tanya in order to like put this klipa in its place. To say that every person has a shaykhs to this type of Torah, every person has a shaykhs to the Sefer, every other person has a shaykhs to Zohar, Mari Rav Shimon, Akash Baruch Lekol, Aaron Kalina writes off Rav Shimon Lekol. Pnimius Torah has a shaykhs to everybody, and everybody could connect to Pnimius Torah. And that's why he starts the word with the word Tanya. So with that, I was convinced by Quinn, rightfully so, he's right, to start, we should open up to the first page. It's called the Shar Daf. It's the first page, this page. And this was written, these four or five lines over here, depending on how you look at it, were written by the Admar Zaken himself. This was written by him himself. And the Imam Mishnah Madaik, every single word in the Sefer, you could be Madaik. It could be Madaik, every single word in the Sefer. I'm not going to do that, because it'll take a lot of time. And I don't know if I can, but it'll take a lot of time. But there are a lot of Dikdukim. But here, just to show you the depths, the Sefer, the Kutei HaMorim, Chelek Rishon, HaNikra B'Shem, Sefer Shel Beinonim. This is called the Sefer Shel Beinonim. By the Madrega of the Beinoni, which we're going to explain in the Sefer throughout, it's Melukat Mipi Svarim Mipi Seifrim, and they say that Melukat Mipi Svarim, that it's taken from different Svarim, it's referring to the Maharal, the Shlach Kodesh, and Mipi Seifrim, Kedoshi Elyon Nishmasa Eden, and that which he received from the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, Magid Mezrich, Yusad Al Pasuk, this whole Sefer is going to be Musad, is set up on the pasuk, "Karav elecha davar me'oid beficha uvelavcha la'asoisei." It's very close in your heart, in your mouth, in your heart to do it. And each one of these words will be darshan as we go out through the sefer. But the whole sefer is focused around these words, and has very much built on this sefer shel beinonim, on the beinoni, which we're going to discuss in the avoda of the beinoni. The var heitiv, to explain well, echu karav me'oid, how this is so close to you, b'derech harucha, in a long way. And in the short way. So, Just as a klali, so I want to start with like a hadama klali on this idea that he started off with the sefer shel Beinoni, and how he brought this pasuk, and he's going to explain how the avodah of the Beinoni is really built on this pasuk. First, just as like a hagdama kolias, the Beinoni, there's a tzaddik, and these are two different madrigas which we'll explain in great detail throughout the sefer. And what the sefer is really coming to do, at least the first 25 prakim for sure, is coming to explain what a Beinoni is and how a Beinoni gets rid of his yetzer hara. How does a Beinoni be mezgaber over his yetzer hara? And one of the main ways that a Beinoni does that, the way that a Beinoni goes about doing that, is he writes one way, which is through, let's say, his Beinoniness, which we'll get there when we get there. But one of the most basic way, the most fundamental way, is through something called the Ava Mesuteris, the love that a Yid has for Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is concealed inside of him, which is tumen and hidden inside of him. I want to just explain a little bit this concept of Ava Mesuteris and how it really is very fundamental to the whole Avodas HaChassidus. And then I want to move to the Sefer, and I want to finish, come out the whole entire first parak as well. So ideas like this, that the Avos HaKadoshim, they're called Avos, fathers. There's an Av, and then there's a Ben. Av and a Ben. And what a father does is a father, at a certain point, gives over to his son a Yerusha. A father gives over to his Ben a Yerusha. The Ben is Yerusha's father. And just like that is true in a Gashmi sense, so too the Avos HaKadoshim, they weren't just Avos that lived before us and that's it. The Avos HaKadoshim, they set up a Yisod, a Basis, for every single Yid to follow. They give every single Yid a Yerusha. Give every Yid a Yerusha. The way it goes is like this, that Adam Rishon, there was the Chet, and the Gemara already says that the Nachash put a zuama, a filth, a tumah, inside of Chava. And the Gemara in Shabbos, kuf something, the Gemara in Shabbos explains that the Avos HaKadoshim, they came to slowly be mevara, to purify this tumah that started by the Nachash and Chava and Adam. And slowly but surely, Avram Avinu started to be mevara. That's why he had a Yitzchak and Yishmael. I mean, it was like the separation already between a Kedusha and not Yishmael. But those, it was already still very far apart, because it came really from two separate wives, from Sarah and Hagar, two separate wives. Then Yitzchak came to be mevara that a little bit more. That's why Yitzchak, he had also a Yaakov and an Esav, but it was much closer already. This is all from one wife, it's really all from a Rivka. Then comes Yaakov, and Yaakov comes and finishes the job. And Yaakov is Mitaso Shleima. Yaakov is Mita Shleima, pure Kedusha, Yud Beis, Shvatim, as pure as it gets. Because the Avos, their whole job was to be Mevarer, this Kedusha, that there's a pure Kedusha that is now separate, that is untouched from the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. That there's no more Tumah from the Eitz Hadas. They separated a certain Nekuda, slowly but surely, throughout the Doris, which is completely separate from the Zuama, from the Tuma that happened at the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And that Nekuda, this idea, this thing which is separate completely from that Chet, this is what the Avos HaKadoshim, they gave to us, like a father to a son of the Yerusha. Any questions on that? It's clear? This Nekuda, this part, just like it was by the Shvatim, there's no Ra at all. This, they gave over as a Yerusha to the Shvatim, and to then to Klal Yisrael afterwards. So therefore, there's a part of every single Yid which is inside of him, which like Chazal say, Yisrael afal pi shechata, Yisrael. A Yid, even though he is chayte, even though he might have done an avera, no matter how far he goes, no matter how far he falls, Yisrael, he's still Yisrael. That part is untouched. That's what the others were mevar for every single yid.
Exactly.
The beer that they did from the chet of Adam Rishon, that beer that they made that in every single neshama, there's something called Yisrael, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael. There's a part of us which is completely untouched.
Why did they have to do that?
And that was their job. That was their tachlis. That was their whole avodah. That's what Hashem wanted, and that was their whole avodah to set up a Klal Yisrael. Afterwards, that should have this nekuda. This was the job of the others. Really was the job of Noach. It's very long shmooze, but.
Okay, so how did they do that by? I mean, like Abraham married, like Abraham had kids from two different wives, and like, how, like, what's the mechanics of that? Since he had kids from two different wives, and then they had kids from just one wife, how does that get rid of the Zimamah exactly?
It gets very long, but it has to do with how mixed together the Tov and Ra became after the Chait. We'll discuss it later. It's too long. So,
only
on this point.
Meaning, we'll see soon that there's the Gimel Klipas Timaeus and Klipas Noyimah.
Right.
So isn't that the entirety of the Yid? It's just completely different than everybody.
100%. This is fundamentally how we're so different. Also, this is how we're fundamentally different.
But it's not just that little point. It's the entirety.
Oh, exactly. This is the shirish that everything's built off of. This is the shirish. Everything comes from the shirish. You have to send the shirish first, then you can understand how everything else is going to follow. But this is the shirish. Shirish is that there's a part of us which you could say that no goy is any shaykhs to, and Yisrael hu, and this is a part of us that's the mala.
But I'm saying it's not just a part of us that no goy is any
shaykhs
to, it's every part of us that no goy is any
100%, because this is the shirish. Everything starts from the shirish. So like this. So this from this nekuda as well comes the natural ava, the ava suteris, this hidden love, this concealed love deep inside of us that every single yid has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And what the Sefer wants to do is the Sefer wants us to bring out this nekuda. He wants us to bring out mehakoyach alapoyal, this ava which is inside of us. And then there's layers to build on top of that, but it wants us to be able to bring out this nekuda. And what this really means is that this is a very integral part of the avodah of Chassidus, and the way the Chassidus looks at themselves, is that based on this, what you would say is that a chassid, or a yid, really, a yid, is he's not defined, therefore, by what he does. He's not defined by how far he falls, or how many chistronas that he has, how many averas that he did. His real definition is that part of him, is that avos suteris, is that part of the avos clarified inside of him, with mevara inside of him. Meaning to say there's a part of him which he's not the Baal Bayis on. He's not in charge of that. But that's the real him. That's the real yid. The real yid, the real yid is this part which I'm not the Baal Bayis on, and I'm completely b'shlemus always. So much so, I want to read you a line from that I heard from my Rebbe from the Amshanover, not this one, previous generation, that he would say on the pasuk, "Mi higid lecha ki erumata?" Who told you that you're naked by Adam and Chava after the chait? Who told you that you're naked? Tainu mi higid v'siper lecha b'chlas sheis mishiel sedivrei shtus ke'ilu she'erva. Who told you that there's such a shtus in the world called erva in the world? Who told you there's such a thing like that? Who would mevabble your das so much that you could even think that there's something like this in the world called an erva? Who told you that this thing? How would you ever know? Did your das become so confused and so messed up that you should even know about such a thing? That you should be able to find a part of you even any relation to erva? What shaykhs do you have to this? A yid doesn't have any shaykhs to this. A yid doesn't have a shaykhs to an erva. Because a yid is completely b'shlemus. A yid is completely b'shlemus, and that's who he is, and that's what we're trying to bring out. When we bring that out, that shlemus, then may that everything else falls away. And another way to say it also goes like this, that every yid is a neshama. Every yid is a neshama. And this ava means that you're part of you which is completely above the world. Since this part of you is at its purest, it means it's completely above the rest of the world. It's above everything else. It's complete. It's hecher. How do you say hecher in English? It's hecher. Higher. More lofty. More zrumus. When a yid brings out his loftiness, when he brings out his hecher kite, his halig kite, mamela, everything else falls away. The muscle. First thing he's davening, it's in the ila. The ila's a shah. Everybody's in the room together, everybody's here, the rav, the chazan, and the whole room is pumping. The whole room's on fire. The whole room's on fire. Everybody's screaming, Hashem hu elikim, Hashem hu elikim, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem. Everybody is in it, everybody's involved, everybody's feeling it. And somebody comes over to you, somebody taps you on the shoulder and they say, hey Laser, did you hear about the baseball game last night? Did you hear about the soccer game last night? You look at them and be like, are you crazy? Are you crazy? What are you talking to me right now about the baseball game? What are you talking to me right now about the soccer game? Hashem Hu Elokim, that's what I'm saying right now. Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. You're talking to me about a soccer game? This is the whole avodah of the Sefer. It's to bring out a real deep hefrakai, to bring out your deepest self, in order to say that I have no shaykhus to this. Who told you about this hate? Who told you about erva? That's what we're coming to do. That's why in chassidus in general, they're very machbid about Shabbos, about Yom Tovim, about Tefillah, because all these things, they bring out the higher part of a person. They bring out the inner depth of the person. They bring out the neshama of the person, the halik kind of the person. And mamela, you bring that down into the weekday afterwards, and you continue with that hekrakat that you got, all the ra afterwards falls away. And you don't have any, you feel like you don't have any shaykhus to it. So with that, I want to start the sefer. Now we'll go actually to Perek Aleph. Anything not clear about that so far? Any questions?
The sefer is going to be describing that inner Nekuda?
I think so. The sefer we'll explain that later on, yeah. This Avim Soteris. That's like the first 25 prakim will really. Is developed about Beinoni and then explain the Avim Soteris.
And Aruka Utsara means that sometimes the Avodah is.
Those are going to be the
Avodah revealing it, and sometimes we have a moment where it gets revealed.
That's right.
With God being healed.
Fine. So again, Tanya. It's a big words. We explained it before. Big words. Tanya. So I pair Gimel Denida. Mashbim Oisai Tiet Tzadik Va'al Tiet Rasha. When he comes in the world, they make him take a shvua that he should be a tzaddik and he should not be a rasha. Even if the whole entire world will say to you, tzaddikata, that you're a tzaddik, hebeinecha karasha, you should look at yourself as being a rasha. The Sarach Lahavin, he asked, tahadetana, we learn in Mesachs Avos, va'al tihi rasha b'tinatzmecha, don't be a rasha in your eyes. So what are we saying over here? You should be a tzaddik. Don't be a tzaddik in your eyes. Be a rasha. What do you mean? How the other chazal says, "Va'al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha." Don't be a rasha in front of yourself. Ve'gam im yeh be'einav kirasha yer levavo ve'atzev v'lo yuchal la'avodas Hashem b'simchah tov leiva. If you will be a rasha in your eyes, then not only is there a stir in chazal between the two, but then there's another level. Is that not only is this steer in Chazal, but even the Svara, Alpi Svara, it still doesn't make sense for you to say that. Because if you're going to look at yourself as being a Rasha always, then what's going to happen is that it's going to make you have an Atzvus, and you're not going to be able to serve a Kach Baruch Hu B'Simcha. U'B'Tov Levav. And now he says, V'im lo yer levav klal mizeh, and if you won't have an Atzvus from this, that you're a Rasha, Yochol lovo lidei kal chas v'sham, but you're going to take things very lightly. And you're not going to care to really do mitzvahs. And everything's going to fall apart. And the yid has to be makbid that he does mitzvahs and he doesn't do theirs. So his first kasha is that we have a stira that's seemingly in Chazal. On one hand, Chazal tell us that you can't, don't look at your eye, don't be a tzaddik in your eyes. But on the other hand, it says, don't be a rasha. That's a stira in Chazal. But then even besvara doesn't make sense. Because if you're going to look at yourself as being a rasha, then you're not going to shiver kodesh baruch hu, it's simple, you're not going to do things right. That's the first question. Come on, everything we're going to do right now is questions and setting up the sefer.
I thought in Vlayer, Levavah Klamizah means that if you don't think you're Russia.
then it's going to be Klavi.
So they explain it two different ways. They explain it that way. But there's also a way to... They say that he keeps himself being a Rosh, and he's okay with that. And then because, you know, I'm a Rosh, and that's it. The idea is, really, there's two Gemaras, two separate Gemaras in Brachos, but Klolius, it comes out that there's five different Madrigas. Sadik v'toivloi, there's a Sadik who is good for him. Sadik v'raloi, Rosha v'toivloi, Rosha v'raloi, and a Beinoni. Five Madrigas. Two on the side of the Sadik, two on the side of the Rosha, and one on the side of the Beinoni. And the Gemara explains that what is a tzaddik v'toivloi? It doesn't just mean maybe the hashpa that you're getting, that this tzaddik v'toivloi, he's receiving good hashpa, that he's getting, his life's going well for him. It means tzaddik gomar v'tzaddik v'raloi is tzaddik she'ena gomar. It means how good he is, how much maisim toivim maybe he does, how good he is. Tzaddik gomar v'tzaddik she'ena gomar. But Uberai Mehimna explains it a little bit differently, a little bit sharper. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Sadik Viraloi. Sadik Viralo, what does it mean? Shaharasha boy is kuf of Latoiv. That how much the Ra is bent over to his Toiv. And the Gemara as well. The Baruch of Tzadikim means a Toiv Shaifdam, that the Yetzer Toiv is in charge. Meaning like this. The Gemara says that the Sadik Viralo is Sadik Latoivla. That's in term, you might think of that in terms of hashpa. Could be, will still be makayim that, but it could be in terms of how much good you'll receive. Tzaddik v'tovlo, he's going to get a lot of good stuff. Things are going well for him. But he brings from the Gemara that it doesn't mean what you're receiving, but it's referring to the essence of the tzaddik itself, about the maisim of the tzaddik, the actions of the tzaddik. That the tzaddik does maisim, which are a lot of good maisim. Russia does a lot of, unfortunately, bad maisim. But then, according to the Zohar now, he adds in another k'nich. And the k'nich is that it's really referring to mamash mahus, how much the tzaddik relates to Ra. How much he relates to Ra. That's what it means, the tzaddik. Tzaddik Biralo, tzaddik Batolo, these are all different madrigas, which we'll explain much more later, of how related Tov and Ra are to each other. So, as the Sefer goes along, that's also something he's going to explain. So really, so far, it's like two questions. Stira and Chazal, and then what is a tzaddik? Now that we've defined for ourselves that a tzaddik doesn't just mean a person that gets either a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, but it refers to how much he relates to his Yetzer Hara. Clear so far? Next question. What is he coming to add? He's coming to add how much intrinsically the tzaddik relates to the Yetzer Hara.
So it's a part of the Zohar.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's part of the Zohar.
It's a chapter of the Zohar?
Yeah, it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the faithful shepherd.
Right.
So now, Amar Rabba. Rabba, and that Gemara really continues, it says Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Kagoin Ona Beinoni. I'm a Beinoni. Rabba says, I'm a Beinoni. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Lo Shavik Marachai L'Kobriya. If you're a Beinoni, then nobody else has a chance. There's no hope for anybody else. If you're a Beinoni, and Raji said, then nobody else could be a Tzaddik. If you're a Beinoni, then we're all done for. So the whole thing goes up, we have to understand the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, which we'll explain later on in the Sefer as well. So that's really the third question. The Gamlehavin had another question. Masha Amar Iyoiv, Rabbanu Shalom, Barasa Siddiqim, Barasa Rishayim. Eve is saying, Rabbanu Shalom, you created Siddiqim, you created Rishayim. As if to say, that this is a Metzias. There are Siddiqim and there are Rishayim. It's above your Bechira to be a Tzaddik or to be a Rasha. That's what Eve was saying. But on the other hand, we find another Chazal which seems to say the exact opposite. The Chazal is talking about a baby, that it's announced what the baby is going to be like, going to be rich, poor, tall, small, this, that. But Chazal say, "Baha Rasha v'Tzadik lo kamar." But a Rasha and a Tzadik, that's not mentioned over there. So it seems like another stira. Eo seems to say, "Brasa Siddiqim, Brasa Rishayim, everything is fixed. That's where you're going to be to start." And then comes Eo and says, "Ash comes in the Gemara and says, Rasha Tzadik, that's not dependent in Akash Baruch Hu how we set it up. It's dependent in you. So we have to decide, we have to be miyashad astir as well. Now we have to understand, what is a bein nibatim? It doesn't mean like we classically know, but being in it, like we find like Marla saying Rosh Hashanah, that it means that he has half schus and half avonos. He does half his life he did good things and half his life he did bad things. She imkin, because if that's the case, eich tar Rabba ba'atzma lomar shubeni. How could Rabba ever say about himself, I'm a beinoni? But we know about Rabba, the lo pasik pumi megirsa. He never stopped learning the Gemara goes in and talks about. He never stopped learning. Ashafil malacha mavis lo hayalach lishlubay. Even the malacha mavis had no shlita on Rabba. How could he say about himself? How could you say that he was did half of his avonos in his life and he did half mitzvahs in his life? That makes no sense. You can't say he's referring to he did half good and half bad in his life. He didn't even the yisrael hara had no shlita on over him. It can't mean that. The time when a person does an Aveira, he's called a Rosh HaGomer. We'll explain later on the Sefer a lot. If he does Tshuva, he's no longer called a Rosha. Now he's called a Tzadik. And even if he does a Derabonon, already then he's Mikri Rosha, he's called a Rosha. Even someone who has the ability to say to his friend, don't do this Aveira, and he's not Meicha on him, that person's already called a Rasha. Nikra Rasha. The Kol Shekein, the Kal V'Choymer, the Perek Vavdash, the Kol Shekein, the Kal V'Choymer, the Mevatel Eidem Mitzvahs Aseh, She'efshel L'Kaima, especially if he wants to be Mekaima Mitzvahs Aseh, K'mo Kol She'efshel L'Atzim with Torah Ve'in Oseh, somebody who is able to learn Torah, and he's not Oseh in Torah. She'alov Darjah of Rasein Azal, Kidivar Hashem Baza. Hachris Tikare. Chazal say that he's disgracing the word of Hashem. He just bittul Torah. He did. That already he's called a Rasha. Upshita de Mikri Rasha Tfei Me'over Isra Darbanan. For sure, this person who's over Mitzvah Zaseh is called a Rasha more than a person who's over Darbanan. He's building up a whole question over here. Im Kain, Va'al Korchach, here's the conclusion of the question. Im Kain, Al Korchach, Abainani. You must say that a Beinoni doesn't even have even any level of Bittul Torah to him. So a person who doesn't have Aveira is called a Rasha. He's over B'divrei Soferim, he's not Moicha on his friend from doing an Aveira. He's over Bittul Torah, he's already called a Rasha. So what does that lead us to say? That the Beinoni, which we're going to be explaining to the whole entire Sefer, must mean that he didn't do good. It's not dependent on the good actions or the bad actions that he did. That's not what it's dependent on. But he didn't even do any bad actions. He's completely above all ra that he could have done. He's completely above all that. So it must be that the definition of a beinoni can't be that it means I did half my things good and half my things bad. It just doesn't work. He didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't do anything wrong, a beinoni. So it must be that, just like in the Rasha, in the same way, that the Rasha you define him as being intrinsically how much he relates to his Ra, so too we have to define not the actions of a Beinoni, but we have to define the Mahus of a Beinoni, the essence of a Beinoni. And that's how we really call the Beinoni. A Beinoni is really defined by his Mahus, by his essence. And then now you can understand the Meshum Hachi Torah Rabba Ba'asma L'Mashu Beinoni. Now you can understand a little bit when Rabba called himself a Beinoni, why he thought himself of being a Beinoni. Because Rabba knows he didn't do any Maisa Rishus, he didn't do anything mamish wrong, he didn't do Averis, so he could say to himself, I'm a Beinoni. And the Eitar has no Shlita on him. But he still thinks he's a Beinoni for whatever reason, as we'll see through we go out to the Sefer, but he still thinks himself as being a Beinoni. Is that clear? Any questions on that? People's actions will throughout the Sefer will define that. His good actions, I mean, his actions really won't potentially only be good. The Maisa. They will only, maybe according to the Beinoni, it might only be good. He might only end up doing the right thing.
He must.
Right.
No, but according to the Beinoni, if he does something bad, he's not Beinoni anymore.
For that Shah, maybe he'll be called a Rasha. But he'll do Tshuva and he'll get wrong, but he might not ever come to do it. He's so worked out. We'll see that the whole Sefer is going to be building around that. If he does wrong, he'll automatically do a tshuva.
His only advantage right now is he does tshuva, then it's either up or down.
One more time, I can hear you.
His only advantage once he does tshuva. But just for that moment, from then on, he's going to be on the ground until he rush against
Stan. But he'll always be a Benoni.
He can't always be a
Benoni. No, the way it works is like this. According to the Tanya, I was debating if I should explain this or not, but according to the Tanya, the way it works is that there's a tzaddik and there's a Benoni. And this is really like so predetermined shtickle, what you are. Most people they're called the Beinoni. Most people are set up as being a Beinoni. And you have a certain shalom which is called a Rasha. So he says in the Sefer later on, I think with Perek Yudalet or something, he says later on that sometimes a person could have like a Ibur Neshama of a tzaddik which comes to him, and then he'll like raise up to a new madrega. But Be'etim, he's always really called a Beinoni. Well, he's...
Who's a Rasha?
A person who's not this. A person who doesn't have Ibra.
In
the Tyson is predetermined. You guys are being very impatient. Being very impatient over here. The whole Sefer, the first 18 Parakim are coming to explain these different levels, these five Madrigas. So, really what we would call a Beinoni in our Lashonos nowadays, I mean, he's being very, very strict on his Lashonos over here. Most of us would call a Beinoni, this Madrega is being a Tzaddik. Yeah. For by us, we would probably call it a Tzaddik. The Pashtas? Yeah. Halabai. We would probably say this person is a Tzaddik. This is a real Elchayid. That's what we would probably call a Beinoni. But it's a big Chizik. It's a big Chizik. Because he's really saying that every person could reach a certain level of being a Beinoni. Which means that every person has to know about themselves that Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, every person has a Tzidkas to them. And every person, that means they can really reach real madrigas of being a tzaddik. At least even according to the madriga of Beinoni. The way that we define it, colloquially, as being a tzaddik, being a Beinoni, we would call it a tzaddik rather, that's madriga of Beinoni, to see the Sefer in our eyes. And every person that means has the ability to reach a certain level of tzidkas. That means to have a real heilig Shabbos. That means to have a real heilig davening, to learn Torah in the right way. Every person could do it. He's clearly saying it. And that's what we're going towards. That was the fourth question. We have the question of the stira. We define what a tzaddik, what that means. And then we brought the gemara of Abaye v'Rava. We have to understand what a beinoni is and what their machlokes was. And we clarified that a beinoni cannot be half and half averus and mitzvahs. It must be a definition of the mahus of him, which we'll explain throughout. And he goes on to explain this a little bit more. He gets to answer a question now. Because this is what we say in general, that a person who is half, we do say this, right? So Gemara says it. A person who is half his life mitzvah, so to speak, half his life averus, that's called a beinoni. But we just said it's not that way. So he says, v'roiv zechuz is mikri tzaddik, and somebody who does roiv zechuz is called a tzaddik. That's just a shem mushal. That's just a borrowed term. It's a borrowed term. Like let's say we say, a person, you have a heart of stone. Your heart's not stone. We're just borrowing that to describe, let's say, your heart, right? Or like the leg, the regular kise, the leg of the chair. The chair doesn't really have a leg, right? We're using it to borrow to explain it we're using it as a borrowed word to explain, let's say, the chair. So too, we're using this as like a borrowed term. It's not defining the mahus. It's a borrowed term to, let's say, how much your zakah and not zakah bedin. This is like a borrowed term for schar and oynish. He's judged based on the robe. And then he'll be a tzaddik in his din. Because here, kifi his sifkas is zoicha bedin. But when it comes to the real definition, it's like I said before. That it's referring to the mahus. It's referring to a real madrega of a beinoni and a tzaddik is referring to the mahus. So you just come into bavorn that kasha. She'ein lo yetzahar ki hargo b'tainas davar melech killed yetzahar b'tainas. Avakol mi shelo yigi the madrega zu. Anybody who did not reach yet this madrega, avshes zechuyos of merub mal avonos, even though that his zechusim may be more than his avonos, ainu b'mayos of madrega tzaddik klal. That's not called a tzaddik. L'chein, Chazal say in the Medrash, Rav Kosh Baruch Hu, b'tzaddikim shehem muatim. There are very, very few tzaddikim, Aman v'shatlan v'cholder v'ador. You put them in every generation. Tzadik yisod olam. Tzadikim are very rare. To have that so few people could reach this madrega that they could say, I have no more yetzahara, kibachov. Truly. That I have no yetzahara. Yeah.
That the Lamed of Tzadikim concept?
Could be. It could be that that's what it is. It could also be that you that might be what Rashbi was referring to. That we isi bin yaviyeh behem mu'atim. There are very few people who you could really say about them, you know, that they reached such a madrega. They reached such a madrega. Even though that's what Rashbi is demanding. Rashbi is demanding this whole entire sefer and everything we explain about being a hepatitic person, about being a higher person, being magal, the real penimis of the yid, the real essence of the yid, the avimus of terrors inside of the yid, which is the sefer, I really think, and all chassidus are really trying to bring out, that hecher kind of a person. I think that very much has to do with the whole union of Lag BaOmer and the whole union of Sodot Torah that Rashbi was magal. But the Maisa, this is where I want to hold. It's basically we asked a bunch of questions, and
you say Rashi was demanding for himself to be a Benoit.
From himself? Rashi was a Benoit.
He was saying that if it's only one, that it's me. It is me, but it will be me because I will make sure it's me.
But he knew about himself that he was.
Correct, but he was teaching us to have that demand of ourselves.
100%. The whole inner Lag BaOmer is how do I become more of a hecher person? My Rebbe, I think, tries this all day long. He screams it out to chassidim, to non chassidim, all day long about a person that has become a tzaddik. And his Rebbe used to say, you never know which one of you, he would tell all the chassidim all the time, you never know which one of you is going to be the person who really is a tzaddik. You have no idea. You have no idea which neshama you have. Most people are definitely being in it. But you don't know which one is going to be the real madriga of a tzaddik. See, that's what you got.
A tzaddik wouldn't have had a time to have in this case. So you'd know right away.
He may have though. You might have been Magala that. I don't know how it works. You might have been
Magala. You don't have to pull it out. You like you far right. You don't know what's inside you.
That's right. And even so, even the Mahuz of Benini, which colloquially we defined as being a tzaddik, that for sure every person can reach. So we should be zoichem Rish Hashem that next week we'll probably finish this first parak and maybe do a little bit of the second parak if there is a next week. We'll see what's going on with Bomer, and then I'm going to try to explain a little bit more of the concepts. It's going to get a little bit more. Let's, if you want to say, I don't want to say the word dry, because there's a lot of questions, a lot more detail. Now it's more building things up.